We're going. We're good right there. We're ready to go.
Are we good? Of course we're good.
Of course we're good.
We're at Lakeview Beach, Sunset Cafe, looking out at the lake, a number of boaters out there. Sure, it's cloudy. Sure, we have mayflies on the window, but we're good.
I miss them. They're like our little buddies when we come out here. But we have to keep them outside. We don't want to bring them in here, though sometimes no matter where you go, you come here. We have more of, we continue our spotlight on Lorraine, and we are joined by Barb Piscopo, who is with Lorraine Historical Society. Do you get much of these mayflies over at the center?
Oh, yes, we do. They were sitting on the windows as I pulled in this morning, and I thought, here we go.
So you have to figure out what door you can get in so they won't get
gratefully,
in.
Gratefully, they weren't at the door. They were just hanging on the windows today. But tomorrow they'll be on the door.
Right. You should have some sort of souvenirs that people who come can leave with one or something like that.
Well, they might take them home with them and not know.
All right, I'm going to start making little mayfly pins that people can wear, a little brooch.
You're on to something. Fundraising right there.
You could be an entrepreneur. Oh, there you go.
Fundraising. This is my raising. I'm just coming up with sort of things. You know, there are sort of the things that you see in the brochures for a community, and then there's sort of the small things that if you live here long enough, you just get used to, and you kind of either appreciate or just expect them. But it's kind of fun to see. I guess with the Lorraine Historical Society, you kind of find out some of those stories of things that are, you know, well-known, and then sort of the small things that just sort of make a community and add the color to that. What are some of the things that are happening coming up, maybe even related to Lorraine International Week?
So International obviously is this weekend, and we will be there at our booth in the transportation building. So we'll have a lot of wonderful Lorraine memorabilia for people to purchase. But we are also launching the pre-sale for our recipe book. If you remember several months ago, I talked to you about the fact that we were collecting especially ethnic recipes and family favorites. Well, we have collected exactly 400 recipes. It will be in the book called Lorraine Eats, a collection of ethnically inspired and family favorite recipes. The book will sell normally for $25, but starting this weekend at the International and through August 31st, we will take pre-orders and sell the book for $20. So it's a great benefit, it's a great deal, and it supports a great cause, which is the Lorraine Historical Society.
And you have enough meals to last a year and a half.
I think you certainly do.
If I figured that out correctly.
Some of them
with no repeats, perhaps.
Yeah, some of them require a little bit of skill, but most of them are pretty easy.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, a lot of times with ethnic foods, they're sort of little this, little that, and then mix it up. And now we've got those secret recipes that the older women perhaps would have already put together. And as we talked when we did that interview, sometimes these are recipes that people sort of know how to do, and it's a good idea to get them written down. And this is somebody's taking the opportunity now to share those with you.
And it was a challenge to do that. You know, how do you define a pinch? You know, how do you define a little bit? So, but people really came through. They wanted their family's recipes to be memorialized in this recipe book. So more than something that might be used, it will be a way to capture people's family and the love of family and love of all those wonderful things.
Because a lot of times a taste brings back sort of a memory.
There's absolutely.
Or a smell from a kitchen or helping out. And you find out sometimes things that you like, you realize, oh, it traces back to this particular recipe. Or you suddenly find out, I never want to eat that again. You know, there's two sides to this, you know. It creates barriers, but it also kind of shares things with you. What other things are happening for you, even with the festival that you have? You said you have memorabilia or items for sale?
We do. We have some wonderful Lorraine coasters, some sun catchers, some postcards, some artwork, some great signs. So there's a lot of variety of things, t-shirts that people can take home with them, send to family members who no longer live here but certainly love Lorraine and want to be considered part of their city.
You know, that's what a historical society, you know, even though there's you're tasked with sort of the history, there's sort of that gift shop aspect of it. If people looking for something to represent the city, sometimes it falls on your organization maybe to harness that, to figure that out.
Well, you know, when I first came to Lorraine, I said to people, I have never been in a community that has such a strong sense of place. I mean, you were born in Lorraine, maybe lived here 12 years or 14 years or whatever, and you moved away for whatever reason, but everybody still says, I'm just a kid from Lorraine. And so there is that strong sense of being from Lorraine that tugs at people even today. So not just in our gift shop, but that really is one thing that is there. We have really tried to capture that sense of place in the things that we do. Whether it's association with Lorraine Proud and the Better Block event, it's really all about placemaking and capturing that strong sense of place that defines Lorraine in its history, and we have to figure out how that's going to define Lorraine in the future. So I think that's critical for us.
You mentioned Better Block. Yeah. What was your takeaway from that?
It was a fabulous event. I was very happy to be a part of that. We were not the lead organization in that event. It really was the Lorraine County Public Health Department and the folks there who are involved in their active transportation. But it was a way to bring the community together. You know, we talked about capturing that sense of place. People came from everywhere. Conservatively, we estimated 700 people in attendance that afternoon, in spite of the threat of rain, in spite of a couple of little showers that happened. We had, you know, people from everywhere, vendors come out, all the community groups. It was a great celebration of who the city is today. And I was, like I said, very proud that the Historical Society and Lorraine Proud were part of that.
Something you were part of some months ago, I don't know if it goes back a year or not, but certainly some months ago, the charrettes that you hosted where people could brainstorm and, you know, put ideas out there. Is there anything new to report on that? Is there a follow-up? Any more discussions on tap?
Well, just to be real quick about it, yes, the charrettes happened in March, the first ones, and then we had another series in September. And then we developed five areas of interest. I hope I remember them all. Active transportation being one, downtown redevelopment, waterfront, lakefront, youth engagement, and history, arts, and culture. And people, again, would say that's really no part of the Lorraine Historical Society. Well, being proud of your city is definitely part of what we're all about and part of the city's history, but also to use that history to craft a future. And so the Active Transportation Group, as you heard, did Better Block event. They also are creating some wayfinding signs that will be put in place, I believe, on the south side in South Lorraine. The Downtown Redevelopment Group is doing some signage about downtown being the safest place in the city. You know, many people have the perception that I don't want to come to downtown Lorraine. Well, the reality is we had Chief Rivera come and speak to a group of about 30 interested citizens, and we noted that downtown really is one of the safest places to be in the city of Lorraine. So we want to share that with people. The History, Arts, and Culture Group is going to put a mural on the side of the Speak of the Devil building at 201 West 5th Street. And we're using funds that were donated to us for Lorraine Proud to be able to help support some of these things. And then youth engagement really took off. As part of Better Block, they took the dollars that they had, went to the high school and said, you know, we need these benches. If we bought you the lumber, could you create them? So the students actually built these incredible benches within 2 weeks. They put a sign on them, which student made them, and then we either sold them or gave them away for donations, and they're throughout the city at different businesses, at people's homes. So it was a great way to get the youth engaged.
Speaking of youth, if I come to the Carnegie Center, you have, can I raise and lower the Bascule Bridge?
You can. In our children's history room.
Yes.
Good segue there. So our children's history room had its ribbon cutting on April 15th, and we are open for play on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 3, and also the second and fourth Saturdays. Parents, grandparents, guardians can bring children, probably ages 3 through 8 would be the most appropriate. They can play on a replica of the Bascule Bridge and also enjoy seeing what it would be like in an old lake freighter. Raise and lower the crane, put raw materials into the hull of the boat. It's really a wonderful place. And then starting in September, we'll have classes there. But what I love is when I take children in there and, you know, maybe grandma brings them. We had a grandmother come last week and her grandson was playing in there. And he said, I don't want to leave, grandma. Do we have to leave? Now, isn't that a great feeling for some young person in a museum? And that's really what we hope the room creates.
It's a great feeling for you to create a museum where the kids don't want to leave.
Absolutely.
The worst is to go to a museum, and they hit the door, and they turn right around because they're like, oh, what are all these sort of old smelly things that you've got on display or something.
And you know Bruce Van Dyke. But you want to play with the bridge.
Well,
I know.
I want to get
an
old police car and recreate the last scene of the Blues Brothers. You know, remember that one where the car, you know, because if you take the bridge, you think, because I drove over the Bastille Bridge. They're working on it. I was concerned about coming in today because, you know, there's been talk at some point they might have to put it up or whatever. And then I'd be kind of like lost on the other side of the river. But they're just down to two lanes shifting over there as well. But it's always fun to kind of, I don't know, fun driving over that bridge. Kind of you're thinking this is a historical, I mean, it's a not one of a kind, but it's not many of these bridges that are here around here. Here it is right in Lorraine. And when it opens up, you know, something exciting is going to happen.
And the kids love it. And you teach them a little bit about the history, why we needed the bridge, you know, why we were a shipbuilding community, why that was important for us and our development as a city. So in addition to the play, there's definitely some learning going on.
Anything else? Did you have any recipes from that book?
Oh, I didn't. I didn't bring any. But when you're going to be there on the weekend, we'll have a sample book for people to look at. Uh-huh. Not all the recipes, but quite a few of them.
So sample
book. Oh, okay. And then at our ice cream social on August 12th, we are going to sample some of the recipes. We're going to get some folks that submitted the recipes, have a little sampling of them so that you can actually buy the book that day, because we should have the books in hand by the ice cream social.
All right, cool. There's plenty of food at the International. What am I thinking? There's booths. That's what it is.
Food is, you can go anywhere to eat in Lorraine every night for about $20. And, you know, it's a great place. And food is really important to our history.
It is, too. And you talked about how they wondered if the Historical Society should take the lead in some of these events. A lot of times, historical societies have representation of previous leaders. You learn about the leaders. So why not make the organization itself emulate some of those things that the leaders of the past were involved with?
And our history program this month, which will be on June the 27th at noon at the library, and then June 30th at 11 o'clock at Carnegie, features one of those leaders, Mayor Leonard Moore. Val Smith, who is retired from the Lorraine Public Library, is going to give a presentation on him and also on his home, which we operate. And he is the one responsible for the city acquiring this property, which we now know as Lakeview Park. So that is his big claim to fame. Did you know that?
I did not know that as well. We learned a lot of the times when we've been here on the anniversary of the tornado, and how what we're sitting on was the remnants of the bathhouse, which was the only part of the structure that survived at that particular time. By the way, how's the Carnegie Center working out for you?
Carnegie Center is great. Actually, both places are doing really well. We have a series of programs that we're running this year at the Morehouse, which have all been sold out. We did Wets versus Dries on Prohibition. And then we're going to start in July, we're going to start a white gloves tour where people will have white gloves on and you'll be able to touch some of the different things in the museum. And it'll be summertime and swimsuits in Lorraine. So that's coming up in July.
Wow. I like the titles of some of these activities. It's always part of the fun getting the promotion out there. And you can follow the Lorraine Historical Society, not only at their website, but on Facebook.
Instagram. Please do visit us.
And don't forget to stop by the transportation. Sometimes people forget the transportation center when they're at the International Festival. It's the other building on the other side of the one of the roadways there, because they're come by and take a look at that displays, as well as the cookbook that'll be there.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't mean to portend the future, but if there's any rain this weekend, the transportation center is a good place to come.
Absolutely. Good. Barb, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks
for coming in. I wish the weather was a little bit better. We'd be out on the terrace this morning as we were broadcasting from the Sunset Cafe at Lakeview. But I opened up the windows, Greg, so I'm getting a little bit of the lake breeze, listening to some of the seagulls and the Canada geese that are out there, as well as the beachcomber, the guy who's straightening out the sand. Who's going to be the first one to put the footprints this morning? Could be you. We'll see. That's all coming up as we continue our spotlight on Lorraine. We've got more. We'll talk about the jewel of the port. The lighthouse is still out there. I always have to check when I come out here. I don't know where it would go, but you always want to make sure it's a friendly face that you see out there. But we'll talk about that coming up on the other side of news here at WEOL.